Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, good risings, world. Hope everyone's having a good AM. Welcome to Diamond Talk Radio. It's your host, Shanella Beretta L, and it is our Diamond Nights episode segments leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So, during this time, we are crystallizing, especially unexpectedly during the night. So we've called this segment, these segments, Diamond Nights. And we hope to get our light codes during the day when we're absorbing the sun and sunbathing and really getting that sun energy and those biophotons. But unexpectedly, they come to you when you least expect it, in the, right in the middle of the night. Sometimes you wake up at 3 a.m., 4:30 a.m., maybe even midnight, and or maybe you won't even go to sleep at all until that time, 4 a.m. And It's just all this information is coming to you, and it's supernatural. It's information that it's spontaneous knowing, and you just start, things are coming to you, and you start looking it up, and then it connects to something else, and then it connects to something else, and it just expands your mind, and you wonder sometimes if it's even okay for you to be, for you to speak about these things that you're coming across, because people are so distracted with the physical world, they have no idea that there are worlds all around us. Like, we don't see 90% of spectrums of light. That's like, it's not visible to us unless we tap into these higher frequencies. And there are just worlds all around us that we, the normal average person, isn't aware of. So there's information in the air, and we know this scientifically due to like clouds, like there's SoundCloud and like all that stuff where information is stored in these clouds. And it's not just in these so-called clouds when it comes to technology. It's all around us. It's right beside you. It's above you. It's in front of you. And it's just tapping into these energies, these frequencies. And that's where telepathy comes in and all that good stuff. So on my second last episode, my last word was telepathy. So it's really important that, especially us evolving beings that are transcending into 5D, not 5G, but 5D, to really start focusing our supernatural powers, because we're within a spiritual warfare, and we're in the midst of a spiritual warfare, and it's becoming real, realer and realer. It's been real for people like me, right? But now it's coming more into the physical. So the average person is starting to see that everything that has been called so-called conspiracy theories are actual facts. And they're running from it. They're running from the facts still, some people, you know, or they don't want to face it and they don't want to believe it, but it's running up on them, right behind them, in their air, in their face. And soon they won't be able to get away from it. Now, like, when you are getting run, when someone's running up on you with facts, it's one thing. But if someone is trying to run up on you with information that you taught them, and like you're the elder out here pushing that electricity, you really gotta stand your ground and put them in their place, because a lot of the children out here haven't gotten no ass whoopings, and their parents haven't given them no ass whoopings. So it's very important for the elders to put the children in their place. And this is not just physically we're speaking here on Earth. I just want to break down that elder stuff. Like, just because someone is older than you doesn't make them an elder. Make them wise. Make them an elder, a wise one. Someone younger than you can be a wise one too, but that is very, very, very rare. And the elders, the Elos, Elohim, are actually doing that to their children here on the planet right now. You look around the world, the melanin-rich beings, we're getting our ass whooped. But there is an unseen energy, unseen, the spiritual warfare has put the ones that have been in charge running this planet for decades and decades, the elites, are basically holding up their white flag and their badass little sisters taking their place to buy time. And when we speak about this, talk about the pyramid and how they've taken over our magic, and the pyramid and the monarchy, so-called elites, and their badass little sister, USA Corporation. But we're going to get into that on the actual diamond phenomenon 2020, so don't forget to stay tuned, because these diamond nights are leading up to that specific episode. I actually spoke a little bit too much about all that, because this is really just about downloading and uploading all this beautiful energy that's coming onto the planet right now via light codes, via the sun and the rain, and just being out in nature. And I hope everyone has their gardens going right now. And it's tea time. If you don't know, diamondsareforever.ca is the official website for Diamond Talk Radio. And we have our Diamond Tea House, where we have all these different herbs, teas, infusions, cleanses, herbal cleanses, detoxes. And now we're going to be doing a no sugar challenge. So for the last couple weeks, we've been promoting our Ethiopian organic coffee, along with many different tea blends, including wormwood. And if you don't know anything about that plant, look it up. And you could also see Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram. And Diamond Talk Radio, if you're not following Diamond Talk Radio on Instagram, too, go ahead and check out some information we have pertaining to these Diamond Nights and to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 coming up. So, we're going to be doing a no sugar challenge starting today. We just posted our last delivery that we made, our latest delivery, our last round of like Ethiopian coffee. We have dark roast, medium roast, and light roast. We also have best of both worlds, dark roast and medium roast combined. We have it medium grind and to fine ground. So you choose your preference, how you like your coffee, and it's all organic, it's smooth, it's rich, it's quality coffee, it's organic coffee. And unlike conventional coffee, Ethiopian coffee is the most natural coffee you can ever get. And it's actually beneficial for your body, unlike conventional coffee. We make our coffee with the distilled water, filtered water, the water that is being used nowadays. It's like filtered and has a lot of chlorine and all that in it. And it comes out, it's a bad, terrible, it's a death combination with conventional coffee. Chlorine, water, and conventional coffee is death. So you will definitely notice the difference when you intake this quality coffee, Ethiopian organic coffee. It's smooth, it's rich, it's luxurious. And if you like to have something great in the AM when you get up, good coffee, like Ethiopian coffee, is what we provide. So check out diamondsareforever.ca, become a private member, and you can also check out our hashtag Diamond Tea House on Instagram. We're just pretty much starting out, but we have over 100 different herbs in stock. So again, we're starting our no sugar challenge today, where we will be promoting and creating different infusions, cold infusions. So basically it's herbal water with sea moss. Yay! So you guys can put in your order, because there's local deliveries, also worldwide shipping, but I'm sure many would not want to have this water shipped to them worldwide. It's better for you to buy the actual ingredients from us so you can do it yourself. So our first water we will be promoting is butterfly pea, and that is our diamond spa herbal drink. We have ingredients within it: distilled water, herbs, and sea moss. So local deliveries are going on every day. So become a private member or check out Diamond Dreams 13, and we'll definitely get back to you. And again, if you're looking for worldwide shipping, you can always check out our website for our CMOS that we have now, and it's limited edition while supplies last. It's high quality from St. Lucia, and purple CMOS from St. Lucia, and Jamaican CMOS, golden Jamaican CMOS. So what we'll be using today is the golden Jamaican sea moss within our diamond spa herbal infusion. And if you're not familiar with this herb, check out Diamond Dreams 13 and keep checking it out for these different herbal infusions. So we're going to be focused on staying hydrated. Staying hydrated is gold. We're doing sugar-free challenge and getting in all of our minerals and leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So that is tea time. This AM, I will be having myself a huge glass of Diamond Spa water. So check out for that posting on Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram. And we're also intaking the sea moss now, leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon. So I'm excited to see where we will be in a few weeks from now. And I have been upgrading for years and years, but now tapping back into who I truly am, I'm happy to be within this shift and shifting with those on this journey at this time. So I was thinking earlier that, you know, it said that our world outside of us is a reflection of the world inside of us. And not that I completely disagree, but I do know that our environment affects our biochemistry, and it's our habitat. This is also scientifically proved. So with that being said, it's important for us to have a good environment, have vibration maintenance, and to always know our surroundings, the people that are around us, the energies that they come with, the environments that we're in, and just maintaining that purity. because it does rub off on our inside. It affects us. And that's where alchemy steps in. We could use the diamond within us and transform our world around us. So it's all about getting that, building up that ether. And I find dealing with herbal energetics and clinical studies that, and minerals, and just being plant-based and maintaining my vibration and fighting to maintain my vibration over all these years, that one of the main minerals to intake is magnesium. Magnesium will definitely help you transform your world with confidence. So again, I'm getting so deep on this Diamond Night episodes because right now we're just supposed to be meditating, flowing, relaxing, and absorbing these energies. And I'm emitting a lot of information that is really meant for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. But we're leading up to that time. So we're just going to be building. We're going to keep building on this information. So if you guys have any light codes you want to share, that's what these Diamond Nights are about. It's 7:30 a.m. So the last Diamond Night episode we did was on the 13th, July 13th at 11 p.m. So that's when a lot of light codes were coming in for me. But then on the 15th, they came in so heavy. So there's this hilarious meme that I was thinking about it earlier. Yeah, we expect our light codes to come to us while we're meditating. And there's literally a meme like that of like a gentleman meditating, and then when you expect your light codes are coming in, and then versus when they actually come in, and then the young man, and he's laying down with his eyes open, like looking terrified. But it's hilarious because it's true. That's when we start getting all this realization, all this information. So if you guys, our viewers, our diamonds, we provide this platform to help maintain vibration and to bring out the diamond in you. I haven't been consistent with these episodes. I really should, and I really wanted to keep doing these episodes every day, every week. But transforming and crystallizing and dealing with all these things happening in the world, I have a lot going on, but I would love to do these episodes every day or every week or more consistently. If you like this platform and the things that we speak about, what we stand for, diamondsareforever.ca, and you use this information, you take heed to this information and you use it personally for yourself on your everyday, in your everyday life, on your everyday journey, and you look to this platform for information to take on for yourself, it's appreciated that you make a donation. Make a donation to diamondsareforever.ca to keep this going. Make a donation to our PayPal, diamonddreams@live.ca, to keep this radio show going. It takes a community to do things, and this is not a favor. This is our life mission. This is my life mission. But if you are getting help from this platform, it is divine law. It is universal law for you to give back. When someone does you, this is not a favor, but when someone helps you, you help them back. So take heed to that message in a bottle. And these Diamond Knights on the 15th, the night before last, we're getting some downloads pertaining to some Lycos pertaining to Orion, Orion's belt. And if you want to just check out a little bit of that information on Diamond Talk Radio, you can see certain things that we posted pertaining to Orion's belt. As you can see, as you know, it aligns with the pyramids of Giza. We're going to go into another episode, so I'm going to give you guys a chance to catch up. Become a private member on diamondsareforever.ca. Make a donation. Check out our PayPal. Make a small donation, a big donation of any amount is greatly appreciated. We're pushing, we're preparing ourselves for the Diamond Retreat, the physical retreat. We have our location in the Caribbean, physical location in the Caribbean. And we also have a virtual retreat, Diamond Retreat, where we're now taking clients. It comes with monthly packages, a monthly calendar to basically assist with your vibration maintenance. And it comes with herbal supplements and just all that good stuff. To check out those full details, you can become a private member on Diamonds Are Forever. Just diamondsareforever.ca, and there's some information on Diamond Dream 13 on Instagram. So right now we're gonna go into another song, and we'll be back with more Diamond Knights, light codes, downloads leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020.
Story.
Greetings, welcome back to Diamond Talk Radio. It's your host, Chanel Loretta L. from DiamondTalkForever.ca. Again, if you're just tuning in, you can check out our Instagram, Diamond Talk Radio, and also Diamonds Are Forever official Instagram, Diamond Dreams 13. Check out our products. Become a private member on DiamondsAreForever.ca. And also, we have vibration maintenance. We offer free vibration maintenance from Diamond Dreams 13. And there's also private vibration maintenance via the Diamond Retreat. And that is a virtual retreat. And also, we have our physical retreat in the Caribbean. So, if you like our platform, you can make a donation to DiamondsAreForever.ca. And also to our PayPal, Diamond Dreams 13. This goes towards our agricultural projects, to our garden, to our crops, organic hemp, organic cotton, and just building a whole new world and maintaining our vibration away from this crazy outside world with so much evil and backwards thinking and just dysfunction. So we're all about law and order, and these Diamond Nights episodes are leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So like a thief in the night, we're coming with the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So keep it locked and stay tuned. These Diamond Nights episodes won't last very long. As a matter of fact, they're going private very soon, and we're going to be coming back in the fall with our Life Beyond the Stars segment. So if you like our platform, again, keep us on the air, make a donation, and we're here to bring out the diamond in you. Check out Diamond Tea House hashtag on Instagram and our Diamond Tea House on DiamondsAreForever.ca. Different tea blends, organic coffee, all that good stuff. So in our last episode, we were reading from Essene.org, and we're basically speaking about the original Christians, which were not called Christians. They were actually called Essene Nazarenes, and we're actually shedding some information on the versus Paulianity, really exposing Paul and where he came from and his infiltration on the Essene Nazarenes and so-called Christianity. So if you haven't caught up on that episode, go back, listen to that episode of our first Diamond Nights, July 13th, leading up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. And we left off again, this is a very, very long, article, so we will not be reading it all again. We're going to be breaking it up on our Diamond Nights episodes leading up to Diamond Phenomenon 2020. And again, we are supposed to drop the Diamond Phenomenon for 2020 for summer solstice, but we're so busy downloading these light codes. Not that it wasn't possible, but the majority of the world are not ready for these codes. It's hard to speak about a lot of these Diamond Night codes, light codes, because we don't know if it's okay. This information is so overwhelming and so deep. A lot of people are just not ready for this vibration. So we're easing you into the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 and assisting you